Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sewell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is walked intentionally. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Pete moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Trotsky. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Hale reaches second base with a double. Washington throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Hale trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vosmick scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stratton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stratton moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Haas reaches second base with a double. Stratton scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vozmik takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Trosky steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Hale reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell is walked intentionally. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Hale moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stratton hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Sewell, and Appling drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete throws it away. That's an error on Pete. Hughes goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Hale goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Harder. Dykes moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Red Evans now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-3 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf pinch hits for Red Evans. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.